It's Monday, October 31st, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. With more than 2.5 million Syrian and Iraqi refugees in Turkey, their physical needs for food, shelter, and medical care are truly overwhelming. Christian Aid Mission raises money to assist indigenous aid agencies that are located on the ground in the countries surrounding Syria. Since the Syrian civil war began, they've sent $4 million to provide food, shelter, and New Testaments to give a gospel witness. Steve Van Valkenburg, the Middle East director of Christian Aid, spoke to The Worldview.
They're very, very needy, and they're living in pitiful situations, and often there's not enough food. There's obviously a lack of medicine. In terms of mothers, often they don't have the nutrition to be able to nurse their children, and they don't have baby formula, anything like that. It's a hard situation for the mothers to know what to do with their kids. I mean, mothers have obviously affection and care and love for their children, and it's hard for them to see their kids waste away. And there's a lot of people that just die off.
Since many of these Middle Eastern refugees are Muslims, Van Valkenburg told The Worldview that their spiritual need is also of great concern.
These people have a much deeper need. There's something within Christianity that motivates Christians to want to reach out and to listen to people and to cry with them, to pray with them in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's something that secular agencies don't do. And there's a role for Christians in showing love of Christ. The most effective things that are often given would be children's Bible story books and New Testaments, because the kids in the refugee camps have nothing to read. They have no school. They really love to have like a Bible story book, or even there's some like Bible story coloring books that share the gospel. Those kind of things, the kids spend hours and hours looking at and reading, and that's very beneficial for them to have something that stimulates them, but also sharing the gospel with them.
You can help provide the funds to purchase those Bible story materials for Syrian refugee children in Turkey at christianaid.org. Van Valkenburg explained that we can provide the hope of Christ.
It's a great tragedy, but at the same time, it's a great opportunity for Christians to show love of Christ. It's a time when we can show people who have always been resistant and told to be careful of Christians, be careful of this poisonous book called the Bible. Now they're very welcoming of that, and it's a great opportunity for us to show that love of Christ. When they realize it's a God, a person of God that cares for them, who loves them, answers their prayer, that totally changes their whole focus, and it gives them hope. And ultimately, what they need is hope.
FBI Director James Comey reopened his investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server last Friday, just 11 days before the November 8th election, in light of 650,000 emails they found on former Congressman Anthony Weiner's laptop, the estranged husband of Uma Abedin, Hillary's longtime top aide. Some of those emails may be copies of the 33,000 emails Hillary deleted and may point to serious breaches of classified information. The FBI had been pursuing an unrelated investigation into Weiner's inappropriate and perhaps illegal online conversations with minor girls. According to a Washington Post ABC News poll, about a third of likely voters say they're less likely now to support Clinton given the FBI director's disclosure. There are more people living in slavery today than at any other point in the history of mankind. In the United States alone, 400,000 are enslaved. This time, though, it's not about the color of one's skin, but about sex slavery, where minor girls and women in particular are forced to commit sexual acts while living in constant fear for their lives, reports LifeNews.com. They are raped, beaten, sliced with razors, and threatened with death. But groups like Planned Parenthood, which provide endless birth control and abortions, often turn a blind eye, even when they know that the victim is underage or possibly a sex slave. According to a new study entitled The Health Consequences of Sex Trafficking and Their Implications for Identifying Victims in Healthcare Facilities, Isaiah 61:1 says, "The Lord has appointed me to proclaim freedom for the captives." A cultural historian at Northwestern University in Illinois has reportedly claimed that Christian fundamentalism is more dangerous to the United States than the rise of radical Islamic terrorism, reports the Chicago Maroon, a student newspaper at the University of Chicago. Catherine Wallace, a literary theologian who writes for the Huffington Post, argued that Christian fundamentalists pose a greater threat than Islamic jihadis because they could eventually gain access to military armaments and the nuclear launch codes. Lifeway Christian stores will no longer sell books written by Christian author and reality TV star Jen Hatmaker after she affirmed homosexual marriage. Lifeway, which is affiliated with the Southern Baptist denomination, also does not sell books by Joel Osteen, Mark Driscoll, or Joyce Meyer. Thank God, Lifeway is taking a stand against the spirit of this age described in 2 Timothy 4:3. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. A federal judge named Myron Thompson has blocked two Alabama pro-life laws for a second time, one that would prevent abortion centers from operating within 2,000 feet of a school, and one banning dismemberment abortions, reports Life News. Russell O'Grady is 48, and he's been working in the same entry-level job at McDonald's in Australia for the last 30 years, clearing trays, sweeping the floor, and greeting customers. At first blush, other than his longevity, O'Grady doesn't sound impressive until you learn that he has Down syndrome. He's dazzled McDonald's and his customers with his infectious smile and strong work ethic. Finally, on this date in 1517, Martin Luther nailed the 95 Theses to the Wittenberg, Germany church door, objecting to the unbiblical practices of the Catholic Church, such as selling indulgences which they claimed helped release their dead relatives from purgatory through a donation to the church. It was the beginning of the Protestant Reformation, known for the five solas, or slogans, by faith alone, by scripture alone, through Christ alone, by grace alone, and glory to God alone. Happy Reformation Day, and that's the world view in 5 minutes. On this Monday, October 31st, in the year of our Lord, 2016, invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.